Amen. If everyone open their Bibles to Zechariah chapter 7. Zechariah chapter 7, we're going to be reading verses 11 and 12. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. If everyone would please stand for the reading of God's word. If the ushers could gather those two visitors' cards for me, please. Thank you. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. Let's read. But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears. They should not hear. That they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an eminent stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts hath sent in his spirit by the prophets, by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Let's pray. The Lord, thank you, Father, that you just always provide for us. Lord, thank you that you give us an open ear there, Lord. You give us an opportunity to repent and come to you. Father, we ask now that you would just open our hearts, make them tender there, Lord. Give us a open heart, open ears there, Lord, an open mind that we may receive the message you put on Pastor's heart this morning to preach and to teach. And the Lord, that everything that's said and done be an honor to you. In Jesus' precious name we ask. Amen. You may be seated.
My
Savior, don't stay on his throne up in heaven or behind a mountain I cannot see. Fills heaven and earth and the room where I'm standing, he's only a whisper away. Trials shall come, and my friends gather round. They have done all they can, so they say.
I'll turn my
face to the wall and talk with my Savior. He's only a whisper away. Trials pass away.
I'll be walking and talking
with Jesus forever. He's only a whisper away.
Ehrenfeld family. Where's the microphone? Oh, there you go. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you again for the Bible. Thank you, Lord, again for being close to us, Lord, where we can pray to you at any time. And Lord, again, we ask that you would please now work in our hearts. Lord, we don't know, Lord, what our life holds. And Lord, we don't know what you would have us to do. But Lord, we want to be yielded people. And, Lord, we want to be ready people to do whatever you need us to do. Please, Lord, bless every man, every woman for being here. Bless every family. And help us now, Lord, to focus, Lord, on your word and what you want us to do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Several statements here. First of all, the shoulder of a person is the part of the body that God, if you will, uses to describe carrying something. If you will, the shoulder in the Bible is something when you bear a responsibility, or you, if you will, you put your shoulder under it and you say, I'm going to carry this. Obviously, the shoulder is the one part of our body that's horizontal except the top of our heads. Unless you have a flat head, the shoulder is where we would carry something heavy. And so the shoulder in the Bible is, again, the part where people would carry something. In Genesis chapter 21, verse 14, the Bible says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder. So here, Hagar carried this water on her shoulder. In Luke chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus spoke about that shepherd, and he said, he spoke a parable unto them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he found it, when he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulder, rejoicing. Picture somebody carrying a sheep back to the fold on their shoulder. Again, the shoulder is the part of the body that's in the Bible pictured as where we carry a responsibility. Jesus spoke here about the shepherd carrying the sheep. It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 12, where the Lord looked down at the tribe of Benjamin and said to Benjamin, he said, you shall dwell between my shoulders. And if you can imagine a sheep, if you will, being put around the neck, God says, I'm going to carry my people like a shepherd would carry a sheep on his shoulders. And so again, the shoulders is the part in the Bible where we carry a responsibility. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 4, the Bible tells us that Jesus spake to the multitude and his disciples, saying, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. Again, he's saying that the Pharisees, they were giving all these traditions, and they were putting it on the shoulders of the people, and they had to carry this. They had to bear this, if you will. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24, God spoke to the nation of Israel, and the Assyrians had conquered them there, and they had taxed them, and they had made them farm their land for them, and so forth. And God came to them, and he said that he would break Assyria, and he would cause their burden to depart off of Israel's shoulder. Again, saying, Israel, you've carried this burden of Assyria all this time. You've been carrying it on their shoulder. So number one, in the Bible, putting something on your shoulder is the place where, again, God puts responsibility or burden. When the Bible speaks about somebody with drooped shoulders or slumped shoulders, basically it's saying that person can't do anything. Sometimes God would come to them and want to put something on their shoulder and, if you will, ask them to bear something. Number two, when a person gave their shoulder, that was like saying, God, I'm willing to carry what you want me to carry. When a group of people or a person gave God the shoulder, that meant, God, whatever you want me to do, whatever responsibility you want me to bear, God, I'm willing to do that. God would come up to them and tap them on the shoulder and say, listen, I want you to bear this. When a person said, go ahead, they were saying, yes, God, I accept what you want me to bear. God, I'm willing. God, I'm in. I agree. In Zechariah chapter 7, the people didn't give God their shoulder. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 7, verse 11, the Bible says God speaking to Israel, he said they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder. Which leads me to say this, number three, pulling away the shoulder means that you refuse to carry what responsibility God wants you to carry. If God comes up to you and taps you on the shoulder and says, listen, would you do this? And you say no, what you're saying is, God, I'm not willing to listen. God, I'm not willing to bear that burden. God, no, I'm not willing to follow you. I'm not part of that. I remember when I was working with teenagers in Chicago, Joshua, let me just use you for a second. A lot of times a teenager would be upset, and this was in the youth department. We had 500 teenagers down there from the bus routes, and it was a lot of rough guys. And I had learned a long time ago, if I wanted to test a teenager, if they were having a bad time and they were angry at everybody, I would just go like this. I could tell right away by the way they reacted to me going like this. Now, if they were okay, this is how they'd act. But if they were mad, if they didn't like what was going on, if they were upset, they didn't know what I was doing, but I went like this, how do you think they'd react? They'd go like that. Yeah, they'd go like this. Take your hands off me. Or you know, they that was like a reaction. If I went like this, they'd pull away the shoulder. What they were saying is, no, I'm not in agreement. I'm not okay. Thanks, Josh. And here, God came to his people, and God tapped them on the shoulder. He said, listen, would you be willing to follow me? Would you be willing to obey my word? Lord, would you be willing to serve me? And the Bible says they pulled away the shoulder, and in essence, they were saying, no, not me, not, no way, I'm not doing that, I'm not going to live that way, don't ask me to do that for you, God, I'm not listening to you, I'm not going to follow you, I'm not open to what you have me to do. See, God came and tapped, if you will, Israel on the shoulder, and the Bible says they pulled away the shoulder, and let me say this, as God's people, God's going to come to us and ask us to give him our shoulder also. There's going to be a time and many times in your life that God's going to come down and he's going to ask you, will you accept this responsibility? Will you carry this burden? Will you put this on your shoulder for me? There's going to become times as you get older where God is going to look at you and say, listen, I want you to build a testimony for me. Would you bear that on your shoulder? There's going to come times where he's going to say, would you make changes in your life so that I could be honored in your life? Would you bear that on your shoulder? Would you give me your shoulder? There's going to come times in my life, in your life, where God's going to say, hey, you, listen, I want to put this on your shoulder. I want you to consider this. Let me say this, that God does this because he loves us. God cares about us. God comes to us and he says, listen, I want your help. I want your involvement. Would you give me your shoulder? Would you, if you will, put your shoulder under this? Would you carry this family? Would you carry this responsibility? Would you carry this area? And many times God comes to us and he wants to talk to us. And I want to say this morning that God wants to speak to us. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35, the Bible says God was speaking here to Moses. And God said to Moses, unto thee it was shown that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else besides him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. God came to Moses and said, because I love you. Listen, I've been trying to deal with you. I've been trying to teach you these things. I've been trying to make your life better. God said to Moses, I've been trying to make you a more godly individual. I've tried to make your home stronger. I've been trying to instruct you. Elihu gave some advice in Job chapter 37, verse 2. He said, hear attentively the noise of his voice and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it under the whole heaven and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. In Psalms chapter 95, David speaks in verse 7. He said, for he is our God, and we are his people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Here again, David said, listen, don't harden your hearts when God speaks to you. Don't pull the shoulder away. Listen, turn your ear towards him and say, God, I'm ready and I'm willing to accept whatever you have to say. Jesus said in John chapter 10, he said, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. In John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Again, Jesus was saying, those that are close to me, I could talk to them. They turn their ear to me. They give me their shoulder. They bear the responsibility I ask. They're willing people. They're open-hearted people. And folks, that's what we ought to be. Amen? I want to say to you this morning, if you're not a Christian, I want to ask you to give God your shoulder. If God taps you on the shoulder, if God is tapping you on your shoulder and saying, listen, give me your shoulder, I encourage you this morning to listen to him. I encourage you to let him save you this morning. If your sins are not forgiven, if you're not a child of God and God's tapping on your shoulder, I want to remind you that God died on the cross for you, that there's room for you at the cross. Amen? The Lord said, whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. You say, God would pay for my sins? My brother, my sister, God already paid for your sins 2,000 years ago. And he may be tapping on your shoulder now. He may be saying, listen, you ought to put your faith in Christ. Stop trying to get to heaven by doing good deeds. Stop trying to get to heaven through a certain religion. Stop trying to get to heaven because you're a part of something or because you got baptized. Let me tell you, God taps on all of our shoulders at some point in our life and says, listen, consider what my son did for you. He died on the cross for you. He shed his blood for your sins. Put your faith in him. And if God's tapping on your shoulder this morning, I want to encourage you to get saved this morning. Amen. There was a story one time of a little country boy that was upset, and he ran away from home, and he ran away to the big city. And he ran away to the big city and was walking around, and there were people all around him, and there was people up and down the streets, and he was starting to get lonely, and he was starting to get cold, and he was starting to get hungry, and he was walking around, and it looked like nobody cared about him. And as he was on the streets, he saw people walking back and forth and not paying him any mind. He went up to a man, again, he tapped him on the back, and he was going to ask him for help. And when that man turned around, it was his own father. His own father had come to the city already to try to find him. He had already come there to try to search for a son. And you're sitting here this morning, you say, does God want me? Oh, let me tell you what, God has already come to this earth to search after you. God has already sent his son here to die on the cross for you. Listen, God has already shown that he's interested in you and me. He wants to save you and me. He already shed his blood. He already said it is finished. This morning, if God's tapping on your shoulder, why don't you be saved this morning? Amen. Have you any room for Jesus? He who bore your load of sin, as he knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let him in? Room for pleasure, room for business, but not for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter in the heart for which he died. Have you any room for Jesus, as in grace he calls again? Oh, today is time accepted, tomorrow you may call in vain. Room and time now give to Jesus, soon will pass away God's day of grace. Soon thy heart left cold and silent, and thy Savior's pleading case. Room for Jesus, King of glory, hasten now his word obey. Swing the heart's door widely open. Bid him enter while you may. Who at my door is standing, patiently drawing near? Entrance within demanding, whose is the voice I hear? Lonely without, he's staying. Lonely within am I. While I am still delaying, will he not pass me by? All through the dark hours dreary, knocking again is he. Jesus, art thou not weary, waiting so long for me? Sweetly the tones are falling. Open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. If you're sitting here this morning and you have a hard heart towards God and you've pulled away the shoulder, let me tell you what, God is asking us to consider him and to turn to him. We sing this song many times. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Hey, Jesus came here, and the Bible says God tapped on their shoulder, and they pulled the shoulder away. They said, God, we want nothing to do with you. We don't want to have anything to do with you. Hey, this morning, if God's tapping on your shoulder, why don't you come to the Lord? Amen. But you're saved. This morning you've accepted Christ. God is tapping you new about baptism. God's tapping your shoulder to make it public that you believe Christ was buried and he died and he rose again from the grave. Hey, is God tapping on your shoulder about baptism? Why don't you follow him in baptism? Maybe God is tapping on your shoulder saying, listen, why don't you start reading your Bible and start studying your Bible every day? I want to encourage you not to pull the shoulder away, but give him your shoulder. God is tapping on your shoulder to pray for people that are lost. Why don't we start praying the way we should? If this morning God is tapping on your shoulder to start having a prayer list, why don't you let God again have his way and have a prayer list? God this morning is tapping on your shoulder to be in church on Sunday night or Wednesday night. Why don't you listen to God and again yield to him your shoulder? Maybe God is tapping on your shoulder to stop cursing or swearing or again having bitterness in your heart. Why don't you yield to God and say, God, you've got my shoulder. Don't pull the shoulder away. Don't be like the people of Israel that said, God, not me. I'm not giving you my shoulder. I'm not going to take that responsibility. Hey, why don't you give God your shoulder? God says, would you do this? Would you get involved here? And God taps on your shoulder this morning. Which leads me to say this, number four. Folks, there's a great blessing to giving God your shoulder. There's a great blessing to give God your shoulder. God appeared to Paul on the Damascus Road. And the Bible says that Paul fell down. And he said, Lord, who art thou? And Jesus said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. Let me tell you what, at that point, Paul could have pulled his shoulder away. He says, well, I don't care. I'm going to keep on persecuting Christians, and I'm going to keep hating you, and I'm going to keep disbelieving you. But Paul turned to Christ, and he got saved on the Damascus Road. He believed that the Lord Jesus Christ was who he claimed to be, and he put his faith in Jesus Christ. How it changed Paul's life. Paul became, again, a man that went preaching in the synagogues, and he went and became a missionary eventually, and he went to all different parts where Gentiles lived, all different parts of Asia where Gentiles were, and Paul wrote some parts of the New Testament, and Paul died as he got older, and he had a wonderful life. Hey, it changed his life. You know why? Because he gave God his shoulder. I think in the Bible about how God came to Moses over there on that mountain there, and the Bible says he was on the backside of the desert, and the Bible says God came to Moses in the burning bush. Moses could have said, God, I'm not going to go back to Egypt. God, I'm not going to go to talk to Pharaoh. That's too hard. But I'm sure Moses, if he was here this morning, would say, I'm glad I gave God my shoulder. I said, God, if that's the responsibility that you want me to bear, I'll do it. I'll go back to Pharaoh. I'll go back to the Hebrews. I'll tell them that God sent me. I'll go ahead and I'll bring judgment upon the nation there. And I'll bring those people out through the Red Sea. And how it changed Moses' life. We talk about Moses thousands of years later. Why? Because Moses did a great work for God. You know why? Because he gave God his shoulder. There's blessings. If God comes to you and says, give me your shoulder, and you give God your shoulder, there's blessings in that. I think of Mary. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew how the angel appeared to her and said to her, Hail, thou art highly favored among women. Fear not, the angel said, for thou hast found favor with God. The angel came to Mary, and she could have said, no, I'm not going to do this. No way. I'm gonna have some difficulty because of this. Angel, I don't want to be a part of this plan. This is too hard for me. This may cause me inconvenience. No, she didn't do that. She said, God, if this is your will, I'm willing to give you my shoulder. God, I'm willing to bear it. And what an amazing, amazing testimony Joseph and Mary have. And again, aren't we glad that Joseph and Mary were willing to give God their shoulder? Aren't we glad that when God came to them and said, listen, I need you to do this, they said, God, I'm willing to bear the burden. I think of Abraham and Sarah. I think of Zechariah and Elizabeth. I think in the Bible of how different people, again, said, God, if you want me to do that, I'm willing to bear the burden. I'm willing to take the responsibility upon my shoulder. In my life, I'm willing to be the mom and dad you want me to be. Hey, I'm saying this. There's a great blessing in being willing to carry what God puts on your shoulder. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he does richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I remember when I was in Bible college, there was a statement one teacher made one time, and he said this to us as students. He said, accept the will of God for your life, and it'll make you. Folks, when God comes to us and taps us on the shoulder, let me tell you what, we ought to say, God, I'm willing to give you my shoulder. I was thinking about how in September we brought my daughter to college. God had tapped my daughter on the shoulder and had said to her, would you be willing to go to Christian college? And my daughter said, yes, I'm willing to go to Christian college. So we brought her down to Kentucky. And, of course, this is my oldest child, so this is the first time I've ever experienced this. We went down there, and we saw the dorm rooms, and all of a sudden, my daughter is making this huge list of the things she needs. And all of a sudden, we need, you know, bedding, and we need a chair, and we need stuff from Staples for notebooks and laundry things and all this kind of stuff. So we went down there with our van. We brought down as much stuff as we could, and we planned to be there a couple of days. And we went there with my daughter. We put some of the stuff in her dorm. And then we started going to Walmart and Staples. And we went to all these different stores. We went and got food for her. She had a little refrigerator. We went in the supermarket. We went to the bank and got her bank account started. We drove around. And we you know, again, all these different things. Okay, you got to do this. You got to do this. And it was exciting. And she was, you know, she was excited. She had a new bedspread. And she had a new, what do they call it, a beanie, those big things you sit in, what do they call it, a futon, whatever they call it, beanie bag, whatever the thing, all this new stuff, and she was excited, and they were shopping, and I like this, and I like that, and oh, this is so exciting, and then it got towards the point where we were needing to leave, and I remember saying to Hannah and to my wife, okay, sweetheart, we're going to go, I think it was one other place, we had to go to Walmart again, we went to Walmart at least 3-4 times, we're going to go to Walmart, we're going to get that last thing, because I'm trying to prepare her. And then we're going to go to Starbucks. And then we're going to drop you off at college, and then we're going to leave. Okay, that's fine. So Walmart, oh, you know, I like this, I like that one, and they're trying different things on. Oh, let's go to Starbucks. That's awesome. And they're going to Starbucks, and so she gets something, you know, whatever, hot chocolate, whatever. My wife gets something. We're sitting in Starbucks, and oh, this is great, and oh, they're having so much fun. And then I got up and I threw my cup in the garbage. Okay, let's go. I'll never forget that moment. All of a sudden, reality started setting in. It had been fun shopping and, you know, getting her dorm room ready and meeting new friends. And I still remember standing in front of that Starbucks. And all of a sudden, my wife and my daughter's countenance just completely did a 360. All of a sudden, it was like we were walking to death row. And they weren't like, Walmart! All of a sudden, it was like, and I'm opening the door, and Hannah goes in, and I'm opening the door, and my wife goes in, and they're not saying a word. Dun, 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 dun. And now all of a sudden we're going back to the college and they're just I pull into the college. I gave her what we bought at Walmart. It's not easy to bear that. It's not easy to give your shoulder to that. My daughter's crying. My wife's crying. And here I am, a father. I want to cry too and just say, God, just jump in the van. Let's go back to New Jersey. And you know, Hannah is, and it broke my heart. She said, Daddy, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. Well, we don't have to do this. But my point is this. God said, listen, I want you to bear this on your shoulder. And I still remember taking my wife and putting her back in the car, shutting the door. And here's Hannah. And she was doing this funny thing. She was kind of like just crying, standing there. So, I don't know, it was just so heartbreaking for a father because here we are in the parking lot and she's standing in the parking lot and we're going to have to drive away with her standing there crying. But we had to do it. But I talked to her on the phone a couple of weeks ago and I said, Hannah, are you glad you went to college? She said, oh, I'm so glad I went in September. Hey, God is going to make us do things. God's going to put things on our shoulder. Sometimes we're going to say, God, I don't want to do that. We'll pull away the shoulder. But let me tell you what, there's great blessing if you give God your shoulder. Some things are really hard. Some things are really difficult. But I want to encourage you to give God your shoulder. Number five, let me say this. There are consequences for pulling away the shoulder. In Zechariah chapter 1, the Bible says that God came in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, the Lord has been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord. Be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn you now from your evil doings and from your evil doings, but they did not hear nor hearken unto me. The whole book of Zechariah is God saying to the people, listen, don't you remember how when people didn't follow the Lord, remember how when they pulled away the shoulder that God judged them? Don't you remember? Don't you know? Listen, didn't you read the stories? When people gave God the shoulder, it was tough. They had to carry the responsibility. They had to be willing to say, God, I yield to you. God, I'll be willing to bear this on my shoulder. But when people pulled away the shoulder, it was easier right away. It was, if you will, a natural reaction. But there are always bad consequences when we pull the shoulder away. God says, don't you remember the Hebrew people? Don't you remember how God told them to go into the land of Canaan? Don't you remember how God told them he'd be with them? And he'd drive out the Canaanites before them, and they pulled the shoulder away. Don't you remember how they ended up wandering in the wilderness for the rest of their lives, and they died in the wilderness? And he was saying, don't you remember what happens when you pull away the shoulder? Don't you remember King Saul? Don't you remember how King Saul, when God told him to destroy the Amalekites, Saul pulled his shoulder away and let that responsibility drop? Don't you remember it was later an Amalekite that killed Saul? Don't you realize that when we pull the shoulder away, that there's consequences for that? Don't you remember Samson, how God had told him not to drink anything made of the grape, don't drink any wine, but he went with the Philistines and he went to their parties and ended up meeting Delilah and it ruined his life and he ended up being blinded? Listen, folks, God was saying to Zechariah and through Zechariah, he says, when we pull the shoulder away, when we don't let God give us the responsibility he wants us to give us, all that happens is there's consequences. I look at you this morning and I look at myself and I realize that God wants to put things on our shoulder. He wants to put dating on our shoulder. He wants us to fix our music. He wants us to fix our friends. He wants us to have the right attitude. He wants us to have the right heart. He says to us many times, he wants us to have the right priorities. Many times we say, God, I don't want to bear that responsibility on my shoulder. God, I don't want to do right. God, I don't want to serve you. I don't want to do this responsibility. But what happens is this, there's consequences that you and I don't want to bear. Many times we look up at God and say, God, I didn't ask for this burden. God, I didn't ask for this responsibility. But the truth is this, you and I don't really realize how what God puts on our shoulder can make us. You see, if you and I bear, as I said before in Bible college, if we yield to the will of God, it'll make us. But if we reject the will of God, it'll break us. That's the other half of that saying. If you and I take God's responsibility upon our shoulders, it'll make us. But if we say, God, get this off of my shoulder. God, I don't want this on me. It'll break us. Could I remind us this morning? We don't choose how God calls us. God chooses how he calls us. Amen? We don't tell God what to do. God tells us what to do. God came down and the Bible says he tapped Noah on the shoulder. He said, listen, this earth is getting wicked. I want you to build an ark. God came down to Samuel when he was very young and he gave him a responsibility to seek his face. God came down to Gideon and he said, listen, I want you to be a judge. God came down to Daniel and he put a responsibility on his shoulders. He came down to David as a little shepherd boy and he put responsibility on his shoulders. See, God is the one that calls us. God is the one that appoints us. God is the one that orders us. God is the one that assigns us to a place. Hey, God came down to Elijah. He was a farmer and God says, listen, I want you to bear this on your shoulder. God came down to Nahum and Habakkuk and Zechariah and God came down to the prophets and said, listen, I want you to bear this on your shoulder. And thank God they said yes. Now how about you? God's going to put things on your shoulder. You may be irritated. God, I don't want this. And you're going to pull the shoulder away. You say, God, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to be a part of this. Let me tell you what, you're going to mess up your life. When God puts something on your shoulder, you say, this is hard, this is humbling, this is difficult, this is not something I can do by myself. Good, that's important because you need God to do anything in the Christian life, amen? I encourage you not to pull the shoulder away. Jesus came to the disciples and said, follow me. I want to encourage us to bear what God wants to put on our shoulder. We ought to be open to God putting things on our shoulder. We ought to want God to put things on our shoulder. We ought to ask God to put things on our shoulder. Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth." Hosea said, "I hear the word of the Lord." Paul came to the people. He said, "Ye that fear the Lord, give audience." James said, "Let every man be swift to hear." John said in Revelation, "He that hath an ear, let him hear." I'm simply saying this, that all of us ought to realize, hey, God's going to come down and want to put things on our shoulder. We need to respond properly. Maybe God is going to come down and tap you on the shoulder about the way you treat your family. Maybe God is going to come down and he's going to knock on your shoulder and say, "Listen, I want you to change the way you treat your parents." Maybe God's going to come down. He's going to tap on your shoulder. He says, "Listen," he says, "I want you to be more of a harder worker. I don't want you to be lazy anymore." Maybe God's going to come down. He says, "Listen, I don't want you to be indifferent anymore. I don't want you just to be there." Maybe God is going to tap on your shoulder about smoking or drinking or dating unbelievers. Maybe God is going to tap on your shoulder and say, "Listen, I want you to bear this. I want you to carry this. I want you to make this happen." And you and I, if we understand that it's for our own good, we would say yes, sir, to God. Maybe God's going to speak to you about modesty. Maybe God is going to speak to you about purity. Maybe God is going to speak to you about being spiritual. Maybe God is going to speak to you about your prayer life. Maybe God is going to speak to you about going soul winning. Maybe God's going to ask you to start witnessing at work or start witnessing to those people that are your family. Maybe God's going to speak to you and say, "Listen, I want you to join the choir or be an usher or work in the nursery or be a Sunday school helper or be a bus driver or be a bus worker." God came down. And in the book of Zechariah, he said, "You pulled away the shoulder." How disrespectful to God. How unwise it is for us when God comes down and says, "Listen, I want you to do this." We say, "God, that's too hard. That's too much. God, I don't like that. I don't want that." How wrong we are. The Bible says they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder. Behold, the loving Savior stands outside your bolted door, there knocking with his nail-pierced hands, as oftentimes before. He stood there when in childish play your heart was free from care. And now when locks are silver gray, he still is standing there. He stood there when your heart was filled with sorrow, grief, and pain. And when your life with joy was thrilled, he stood there all in vain. The blood-stained hands of Christ someday their gentle knocks will cease. When you at last have grieved away the blessed Prince of Peace, don't turn him away, don't turn him away. He has come back to your heart again. Although you've gone astray, oh, how you need him. Don't turn the Savior away from your hearts. Don't turn him away. I read the book of Zechariah in chapter 7, and I imagine in my mind God saying, "Listen, would you bear this on your shoulder?" And the people saying, "No, I'm not doing that." And I imagine how God feels. "I wanted to give you something that would be a great testimony. I just wanted to make your life what it ought to be. I just wanted you to carry something that one day would be a blessing to you." I look at us here this morning, and I want to encourage us, don't pull the shoulder away. God convicts your heart about something, don't pull the shoulder away. Say, "God, go ahead. I'm willing to do what you want me to do." Lord, we want to be better Christians than those folks, Lord, that you spoke about and spoke to in Zechariah chapter 7. Lord, we know that you're going to ask us to take responsibility. Lord, that's part of being a part of your family. It's part of being a Christian. Lord, many times we let you down, and Lord, we shirk our responsibilities. Lord, we shun responsibility. We want to get away from responsibility. Lord, we're so selfish, Lord, that we don't want to do anything. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord, that many times we have pulled a shoulder away when you asked us to bear something. And Lord, this morning we want to do better. Lord, when you convict us, when you speak to us, Lord, we want to listen. We want to come closer. Lord, we want to offer you our shoulder, that you would put whatever burden you have or whatever work you have or job you have upon us. And Lord, we want to get the job done for you. Please, Lord, continue to tap us on the shoulder. Please, Lord, continue to put things on us, Lord, that would make us more like you. We just pray that you bless now this invitation. Lord, please speak to our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. The piano will play. The altar's open. They pulled away the shoulder. What a improper reaction to God, saying, would you carry this for me? Would you be willing to be the kind of mom or dad your children need? Would you be willing to be the kind of Christian your family needs? Would you be willing to be a person that I could use? How sad we are sometimes that we're not willing to bear on our shoulders what God wants to put there. How sometimes we just want to run around like carefree children and not bear any responsibility. We don't want to have anything hinder us, hold us back. We just want to go through life not having any kind of burden on our shoulder, any kind of thing to hold us back. Zechariah, speak to the people. These people, I wanted them to carry this. I wanted them to realize this was a blessing. This wasn't something to hurt them. This was something to, again, help them to, again, be the kind of Christians they needed to be. But instead, they just pulled the shoulder back and said, God, not me. I'm not doing that. Don't ask me to do something like that. How many times we do that in our daily practical life? We say, God, I don't want to carry that. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to make a difference. That's inconvenient. That's too much. God came down to Zechariah. He said, talk to the folks. They don't even realize how if they would have submitted to that yoke, if they would have submitted to that burden, it would have made them the man or woman that they should have been and could have been. Let's make sure we don't pull away the shoulder.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for just a wonderful message, dear Lord. We ask that you would just help us, dear Lord, not to pull away. Dear Lord, that you would give us the strength, dear Lord, to stand fast, dear Lord, to just get involved in the areas that you would want us to get involved with. Dear Lord, here at church or at home or wherever area you see that we need to be improved in, Father, we ask that you would give us the strength and the wisdom to improve ourselves, dear Lord, with your help. Once again, Lord, thank you for just this day. Dear Lord, we ask that you would bless Sunday school class this morning and that you would bless the breakfast, dear Lord, this morning also as we fellowship together. In Jesus' precious name we ask, amen.